Hi, everybody. We're now on week 4, looking at your allies in this world and the other world. And I am going to focus on the other world. I think most of us have a pretty good sense of who in this world are our support system, whether it's our friends, our family, mentors, teachers, even people online who are support systems. You may watch their videos. You may be on an online course other than this, Who supports you in this world? Who are the concrete people who see you, who believe in you, who you feel actually really get you on a deep level, on a soul level, who get your soul gifts and want nothing more than to see you blossom in the truth of who you are, not in some expected kind of culturally acceptable way, but in who are you really? So I am going to focus today on the other world because I feel like that is one of the most overlooked places in terms of calling and in terms of the resources that we have and that we can tap into to support our calling. So I want to invite you into just presence. I'm here in the forest, and I wanted to invite you to just drop in. I do recommend that you are at home and create some kind of sacred place for yourself where you won't be disturbed. When we work with the other world, it does shift our state. It does shift our brain waves, and I really want you to be in a place that's safe and where you can really let go and listen. So just take a moment wherever you are to kind of get comfortable. Shut a door if you need to. Get out a pen and paper if you want to take notes. Take a deep breath and kind of feel into your body, letting go of anything else that might need to be done in this moment. That can wait for the time being. This is only, usually it's 10 to 15 minute time together. We have a woodpecker speaking in the background. And just let yourself really arrive. I know we have all a lot to do on our to-do list, so if you can just let yourself arrive just for this short time. And here we are. So I'm going to take my own deep breath and see what wants to be said and shared with you about the allies today, okay? So as I've mentioned before, non-linear approaches to living our calling is my favorite thing, my favorite way to approach calling. And so this is definitely a non-linear approach. And I'm going to share a story around my childhood, my first connections with the allies in the other world. When I was pretty young, I think I was 6 or 7, I was walking about a mile to school, grew up in Hollywood. And there were 2 trees on my way to school, and I would pick up a small little stick, and I would put it right up against the trunk of the mama tree, I consider it the mama tree, and I would feed her. And then I would take the stick and I'd put it up against the tiny little trunk of the baby tree, and I would feed the baby. And I did this every day, and I didn't think anything of it really until maybe my 40s. And this kind of harkens back to our mythic journey and when we're looking for patterns and symbols and themes in our life, because it turns out the speaking to trees is one of my main ways of connecting with allies on my calling. So I often get guidance from the redwoods, and walking in nature is a lot of my work came from that. A lot of even the sayings on my website, like women who follow their calling, create a more vibrant world. Like, a lot of the pieces, the art I chose, all of that kind of came from these moments with nature or just tracking the speech of my soul and whisperings that would come to me. So you might want to look back at your earliest memory in nature. You might want to see, some people have the most potent relationship with water, and some people have a very potent relationship with trees, and some people have a very potent relationship with horses. What is it for you? What allies in the other world have you always connected with, and it's easy to connect with, and no one needs to teach you how to, it's just innate to you. And perhaps you've never thought that that particular ally could be an ally in relationship to your calling, that somehow those two things were not something considered to be related. But my message to you today is that they're deeply related. If you have a connection with a being in this world, like a tree, of course, is a being in this world, but there's a spirit. There's a spirit in this being, and there's a spirit that is in the animals, and there's a spirit in everything. And so when I say in the other world, I'm talking about partly the spirit that lives in all things, but also the communication we have with these beings is happens on an energetic level and a mythic level and a symbolic level. And so it is the other world. We're kind of bridging the two worlds. And it can be very ephemeral and very fleeting. And the practice in connecting with the other world is to start trusting those fleeting, ephemeral moments where we get an image, where we hear a whisper, where we feel a nudge, where we have an intuition that today we should take this street and not that street, or that today we should wait before we go to the market, and then we find out we run into someone very important. So in that way, we're looking at the other world, because the communication is happening in this very kind of etheric realm that starts to feel pretty concrete. The more you do it, the more it feels pretty normal, just like regular speech. But in the beginning, it can feel hard to grasp and fleeting, like I said. So I'm going to take a breath here. Invite you to take a breath, see, you know, if anything I said has sparked anything, and just kind of, again, noting that, tracking that, what got stimulated, any memories, anything surprise you, anything excite you, and even being afraid of something can be an indication that there's a soul resource. So don't shy away from fear. That can sometimes be something really important too. So I think my invitation for you this week is to go have a conversation with an ally. You know, choose something simple, and you don't have to be, there doesn't have to be any kind of certainty, like, oh yes, this is really my ally and it always has been. It's really just take it in the spirit of curiosity, the spirit of experimentation, and discovery, and let the, it's really, this is a great, great place to let the childlike nature, if we talk about archetypes, let the divine child be here. Let the playful, curious child be here. The adult is just nowhere near as good at this as the child part of us. The child part of us is just so open and so receptive, and doesn't really hang out too much in the doubting mind. So I invite your divine child to explore and see where she's led or he's led. Do you want to go to the forest? Do you want to go to the ocean? Do you want to go to a swimming pool? Do you want to sit in the dark and talk to, I don't know what. I don't know what it is for you, you know? So, and again, just like with the ancestors, you know, have a conversation, open up a conversation, bring offerings if it feels right to you, and get in conversation about your calling. Let yourself have that conversation, and don't worry if, quote-unquote, nothing happens, because just showing up for this is a big deal. It is a taboo. It is not culturally sanctioned in any way. This is considered woo-woo, crazy, make-believe. And, you know, there are threads in our culture that are like eco-psychology and things like that that are starting to, you know, name this, you know, as participatory consciousness or things like that, ecological consciousness, the work of Joanne Macy, Council of All Beings. There's a lot out there. But if you're looking mainstream, you're not going to find the support. So just really wanting to tell you that the critic might show up, the cultural critic might show up, and you don't have to feed her, you can just, or him, you can just say, hi, yes, I hear you, and I'm still exploring this, and don't worry, we're not going to get in trouble, we're going to be okay. All right, so close this time in any way that feels right to you. Take good care.